14 presidential hopefuls are expected to participate in a candidates forum tonight in New Hampshire. Donald Trump, by the way, will not be there. But the event could give voters an early look at the Republican crowded field, and it's a good bet that their views will be more conservative than when the first presidential primary was held in the Granite State 100 years ago. New Hampshire Republicans today are far more socially progressive than their fellow Republican kin. So what's the role of the New Hampshire GOP primary these days? Asma Khalid from Here and Now contributor WBUR reports.
When Republican candidates are not in New Hampshire, they're usually eager to show off their conservative street cred. Here's Ted Cruz, Jeb Bush, and Marco Rubio at a meeting of the Conservative Faith and Freedom Coalition in Washington, D.C.
When I was the Solicitor General of Texas, I was proud to defend the Ten Commandments monument on the state capitol grounds.
We should not push aside those that do believe in traditional marriage. I, for one, believe it's important, and I think
And you cannot have strong families with a government that strong-arms parents and our faith.
But when Republican presidential candidates swing through New Hampshire, social issues are on the back burner. Take Carly Fiorina. In Iowa, she's trying to make abortion a major campaign issue. But at a recent campaign stop in New Hampshire, she only mentioned abortion after a voter directly asked her about it. That voter was Andrea Alexander, and she says a candidate's abortion position is a litmus test for many of her friends.
The Republicans have to nail that. If you're anti-Roe v. Wade, goodbye.
Alexander personally disagrees with Fiorina's opposition to abortion rights, but she says she'll still vote for Fiorina.
She's my new Mitt Romney. It's about the economy, stupid.
And Alexander's attitude sort of explains New Hampshire GOP politics.
Republicans here aren't going to be upset if a candidate has a position on either gay marriage or abortion that is out of step with theirs. They just don't want to hear him talk about it.
University of New Hampshire political scientist Andy Smith.
They're more than happy to have the candidate hold whatever position they feel is important, but just don't try to get me to change my mind and make me vote for you because of that position.
Polls suggest New Hampshire is second only to Vermont in the least religious state category. And nearly half of New Hampshire's Republican primary voters approve of same-sex marriage, not to mention they're also more supportive of abortion rights than the country as a whole. Smith says that creates tension, and so Republican candidates steer clear of social issues on the New Hampshire campaign trail.
Great example of that. Ben Carson was here, and Carson got his political start largely being involved in evangelical groups. The National Prayer Breakfast, he gave a big speech, and that kind of put him on the national stage. Very popular among social conservative groups within the Republican Party. He came and talked and didn't talk once about abortion.
Why talk about it? It's a law and it's a done deal and it's not going to get repealed.
That's Doug Scammon's attitude on abortion. Scammon is a veteran state lawmaker, sort of like GOP royalty in the Granite State.
New Hampshire is a place that looks at people, how do we think they're going to govern, and not so much how they're going to tell us how we live our lives.
Andy Smith, the political scientist from UNH, points out that for a good chunk of the 20th century, New England, and New Hampshire in particular, was Republican territory.
That's not that the voters in New Hampshire have changed. It's really that the Republican Party has changed a lot.
But even though the GOP has shifted away from New England, New Hampshire still has a big impact on picking the GOP nominee. Smith explains it this way.
Because it's early in the process, and because it has high turnout, after New Hampshire, the moderate wing of the party is winnowed down to one candidate, typically.
And then, Smith says, by the time you get to South Carolina,
it's usually a battle between that one person who's the moderate mainstream candidate versus maybe two social conservatives and a couple of other social conservatives who aren't really major candidates, but they're still in there because they're fighting on issue positions.
Chris Galdieri, a politics professor at St. Anselm's College in Manchester, says the New Hampshire primary remains important because it's not just about New Hampshire. It's a microcosm of a general election.
A lot of Republicans are going to be paying attention to not just who says the right things, but who do I think has the best chance of getting elected.
And that means this old-fashioned New Hampshire strain of GOP politics carries more weight than you would expect in the modern Republican Party. For Here and Now, I'm Asma Khalid.